the disproportionate number of people, say as many as 3 out of 6, when really Merlin should only show high levels of activity at any given moment for about 1 out of 6. So about 16% of the population at any given moment ought to be getting married, getting divorced, having kids, losing parents, getting seriously ill, winning lotteries, etc., about 1 out of 6. But in the years from about 2008 to about 2013, on a disproportionate number of these, we were seeing an exaggerated level of activity, so much so that George and I both kind of looked at each other and said, what is this? You know, this doesn't make sense unless there's some series of events coming along in that period of time that's going to have a much larger effect on a much larger number of people within the same time frame that we would not ordinarily expect to see.
Okay, so we know that with a tremendous amount of people, there's going to be spikes. We know, looking at your Mayan calendar chart, that things are starting to heat up 2008 through 2012. Then how can we find, Paul, other things that may lead us to the reason why these occur? I mean,
well, here's something I wanted to start off the hour with. So if I have time, I'll do it right now. One of the things that's folded into, and if we don't finish it, we'll carry it over to the next hour, because this is something that your audience can play with. One of the things that's folded into Merlin is some of these very time-honored increments of time that I've discovered over the years are common to all of these ancient civilizations. One of them is approximately 7 years. It's actually 6.5 to 8. That's actually the interval. And that interval of approximately 7 years, if you take any important event that happens in your life, so I'm talking about real serious stuff. You got married, you had a serious accident, you started your career that then, you know, became your lifetime work or something.
Good or bad.
Wait a minute. On a particular date. If you add 7 years to that, or the other increments that are extrapolations, that is 21 years, so 3 times 7, and 42 years, okay, 6 times 7, you will get the iterations of that event. So in other words, at the 7 year mark, 7 years later, you'll see fallout from the original event. At the 21 year mark, so 21 years after the original event, you will see almost something identical to the original event occurring. And if you're old enough, you can back up by the same number of increments. So in other words, you can take an event that happened to you at 35 and back it up 7 years to see where it came from. What started the mechanism that produced the event at 35? It happened somewhere around 27 or 28 or early 29. And if you go back that 7 year increment, or in the case of the 35, you can go back 21 years, you can go all the way back to 14 and see what was going on in your early teen years that set up the circumstances for things that were going to happen at 35. So let's take December 12th, or 22nd rather, 2012, and back it up by 6.5 to 8 years. That would be the increment of time that would have started in the summer of 2005 and lasted until at least the summer of 2006, and the events within that 12-month period would have been the leading edge to things that might culminate 7 years down the line. Okay, so what was going on? Well, some very strange weather, some of the worst hurricanes that have ever hit this country all at once. I mean, Florida got hit with 8 of them in a 2-year period of time. We had the outbreak of this war again in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
We had a changing of the guard in terms of major political figures. Ariel Sharon, who was the last of the old guard, sort of in Israel, passed on and passed the mantle on to other people who seem to be far less capable of marshaling some of the military might of Israel. We used to think they were invincible. Look what just happened. Okay. If you take a look at near misses in terms of asteroids, there were at least two near misses in that 12 months. Okay, the bird flu issue of it not only surfacing but perhaps
mutating
into a form that's communicable in that period of time. Al Gore's movie and these issues of global warming. In fact, ABC, I understand, I think it's next week, next Wednesday or something, is doing a special on ways in which, you know, we could have the end of the world happen. Okay. If you actually make note of some of the important high water marks, literally, that happened in that 12 months that started in the summer of 05, that's the leading edge for the 7 years that hits in December of 2012.
Why does it seem to work in 7 year increments?
That I can't tell you.
Okay.
The only thing that's interesting about that is that there are pulses in the solar system that even the planets respond to that operate in those increments. So perhaps there is what I like to think of as the kind of heartbeat of the universe that operates in 7 year intervals and filters down into absolutely everything around us.